Report, at least 10 Afghans flown to U.S. by Biden found to be security risks. By John Binder on October 28, 2021. At least 10 Afghans flown to the United States as part of President Joe Biden's massive resettlement operation have been detained by federal authorities after having been deemed national security risks, a new report details. Following U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, Biden has set a goal to bring at least 95,000 Afghans to the U.S. for resettlement across 46 states, an operation approved by Democrats and 49 Republicans that is costing American taxpayers about $6.4 billion. According to the Wall Street Journal, nearly a dozen Afghans flown to the U.S. by Biden have been found to be national security risks that must be detained. The Journal reports. 10 evacuees who made it to the U.S. have been detained because they are national security risks, an administration official told lawmakers in the Tuesday briefing, according to a person familiar with the matter. It wasn't clear how they were determined to be security risks, emphasis added. Afghans who were flagged in the databases for possible links to terrorism or crime have been referred to the Federal Bureau of Investigation or other federal officials for interviews and checks to determine whether they pose a national security threat to the U.S. Those that failed to pass that extra layer of screening have been transferred to a temporary facility at Camp Bonsteel in Kosovo for additional scrutiny, emphasis added. Agents who worked on screening Afghans for entry to the U.S. admit that they were not trained in identifying fraudulent visas, green cards, and passports. According to the Journal, an administration official told lawmakers that there were several Afghans who were traveling to the U.S. with fake passports. One example offered by the Journal noted that several Afghans were able to board a U.S.-bound charter flight out of Afghanistan using fraudulent documents. The Afghans were discovered in Doha, Qatar. A recent National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, survey polled 1,200 likely voters across nearly 200 suburban counties in 37 states. The survey found that 8 in 10 Republicans, 5 in 10 swing voters, and 6 in 10 suburban targets have little confidence in the Biden administration to vet the thousands of Afghans being resettled across the U.S. For months, Breitbart News has chronicled potential fraud in Biden's Afghan resettlement operation. In September, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, admitted that Afghans flagged for concern have sought to use the resettlement operation as a way to get to the U.S. Representative Andy Biggs, R-Oz, and Tom Tiffany, R-Y, along with Senator Chuck Grassley, R-Ya, have sought information about the criminal records of Afghans brought to the U.S. and criminal cases occurring on various U.S. military bases where they are being temporarily housed. Thus far, the Biden administration has not disclosed any such information, including how many Afghans on the government's no-fly list have sought entry to the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.